Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
Mr. Hooters bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. I hang out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Peter Sacco is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and author of What's Your Anger Type, a new and revised edition out right now. Columnist, radio host, TV host, and his website is PeterSacco, S-A-C-C-O, .com. Hope you check that out. Peter, one of the things you're working on right now in your TV show is about the paranormal, right?
Actually, yeah, it is a really fun show that we're doing.
I want you to come back and talk to us about that. Will you come back and do a show with us about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Folks,
he's
playing with Casper and people like that. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I'm trying to have a little fun with you here, folks. But you're actually going to houses that are haunted and dealing with spirits and all kinds of stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we actually go to historical landmarks, not only houses but historical landmarks. Usually, a lot of them from the War of 1812 onward. And our channel rate is on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and watch it anytime. The Paranormal Profilers.
It's Paranormal Profilers. So check it out, folks. Come back another time. Let's talk about that.
You got it.
So, all right, we're talking about anger, folks. What makes you angry? And I mentioned there a little bit earlier, Peter, that seems to me that since we first identified that anger is not always a bad thing, sometimes anger can be productive, especially if you need to protect yourself. Maybe that's the emotion that gets you into that. But the other thing, what I said was that there seems to be, maybe there's some steps that we get ourselves into that drive us to become angry. And I was thinking about the concept of intolerance, the concept of tolerance. We're losing the concept of tolerance in America, it seems to me, today. What do you think?
I agree with that 100%, Jim. I think a lot of tolerance has become to intolerance, and the reason that has happened is because we've lived in a day and age of enabling other people's misconceptions or bad habits, even our own bad habits, which have led to a sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get to the sense of entitlement, you start to live for yourself. You start to be all about me, and you are less empathetic to the needs, the desires, the dreams, and the feelings of people around you, that you then start to react on your own emotions, which unfortunately a lot of times is anger, at the expense of another individual.
Well, and when you combine ideology and intolerance, that's a Molotov cocktail. And then when that turns angry, then you've got, there's no conversation, there's no discourse, there's no debate. Maybe there's violence, right? I mean, this is what's going on in the political world right now.
I absolutely, Jim. You know, having been and having taken business back in the day when I was in university and doing a diploma in business, small business, one of the interesting things was, you know, when you're looking in the business world and you're trying to change your ideologies and live in terms of being successful, I was always taught by somebody really well known that success is the best revenge. If you get hurt or spurned in the workplace or in your business or whatever it is, motivate yourself by being angry but moving towards being successful at what you're best at doing. But unfortunately, it's going the other way where success is not really the best revenge nowadays. It seems that it's taking it out on others or trying to sabotage them. That seems to be an individual's revenge.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned entitlement, the situation where if I don't win, then I can't just live with that. If you beat me fair and square, I can't just live with that. I have to protest it or I can't be productive. I can't contribute to whatever comes next. I have to resist that, and that's a form of anger, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, that's why, you know, and it sounds very trite, but that's why we have rules. And, you know, but the problem is like you say, people are stepping over the boundaries. If they don't like the outcome of something or how the game is played, even though you know what the rules of the game are going into it, and once it's over, if you're a loser, you have to accept it. You don't have to look at it as I'm a loser.
But Peter, I'm right. My way of thinking is right, and you're not. You put me in a position where I'm not in control. How can that be? I'm right. How could I not be in control, Peter?
That's
how it comes out, isn't it?
Yes, that's how it is. It's literally, you know, we all become little gods. It's like a god complex where I think I'm always right. Like, you know, nobody knows any better than I do. And I think that's one of the problems is where too many people, well, you know, where they say no man is an island or no woman is an island for that fact. But I think that's a lot of how people's mentality is.
Are we ever going to fix this?
I think it can be fixed, but I think it has to start with today's kids. And kids have to just be taught the simple facts.
But that's not what's happening. You mentioned the academy. Universities are not teaching kids how to be more tolerant. They're doing the opposite by not allowing multiple freedom of speech on campus.
And it's ironic, Jim, that where you start to do this, where you're trying to be more tolerant, I think a lot of times it breeds complacency and it creates more intolerance. It brings, you know, the wrong people out of the woodwork.
Isn't that the key, though, to minimizing anger? Try to be more tolerant?
It is. It's try to understand other people and don't be afraid of their opinions.
Well said. Peter Sacco, ladies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.